From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Governor Rick Scott's proposed K-12 spending boost is being welcomed by teachers' unions and by economists. On Monday, Rick Scott touted what he called an historic $842 million funding increase. Economist Hank Fishkind says it's a welcome boost to public education, but it might not have a huge impact on student achievement.
Florida, over the last decade, has done rather well in terms of improving achievement and reaching pretty high levels of achievement compared to the nation on spending levels that have been below the national average. So it's not just about money in terms of educational achievement, but there does need to be resources to support the system. And certainly an increase, as Governor Scott has proposed, would be very welcome.
The Florida Education Association has applauded Scott's proposal and says it looks forward to working with him and the legislature to improve local public schools. Palm Beach County lawmakers say tightening regulations on so-called sober homes will be one of their top priorities during this year's legislative session in Tallahassee. WLRN's Christine DiMattei was at a gathering of business leaders on Monday where the issue was part of a panel discussion.
Sober houses are group homes for people recovering from drug or alcohol dependencies. In recent years, the facilities have become a booming business in parts of Broward and Palm Beach counties. But critics complain many of the facilities are bringing noise, traffic, and even drug dealing to their single-family neighborhoods. State Representative Pat Rooney of Palm Beach Gardens says getting some sort of sober home regulation on the books has bipartisan support.
We want to try to help our cities be able to figure out ways so that these sober homes are not coming in and destroying property values. It's the top priority of a lot of our cities.
Regulating the sober houses is difficult because in most cases, they're protected under federal law. This year, a Boca Raton state representative filed a bill that would create a volunteer registry for sober homes. The bill would also require background checks for sober home operators. For WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Christine DiMattei.
And this is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.